This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, a very special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show begins now, the Health Freedom Expo. If you're not here, well, this is the next best thing. I've got Professor Dr. Brian Hooker, my good friend, joining me this hour, and we always have a great, great discussion on such very important issues as it relates to the health of you, your kids, and I think the nation. And we'll get into that in terms of health freedom and scientific integrity. But the Health Freedom Expo is a special event that we get to go to right now once a year. And it's a special time where we can have reunions, come together, and strengthen each other by getting together. And I think one of the messages I've been trying to send, even through all the COVID crazy, is that we cannot stay distant from one another. They're trying to frighten us so that we believe that we are all vectors of disease, death, infection just by breathing. They're trying to teach children that breathing can kill grandma and grandpa. I mean, these are horrible, nefarious things to teach children. And, by keeping us apart, they keep us divided and easier to control and manipulate. So if you didn't make it to this Health Freedom Expo, I would encourage you to look at 3 weeks from now. We'll be together October 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Truth About Cancer Live event. Thanks to our good friends Ty and Charlene Bollinger, also here at the Health Freedom Expo, along with Professor Brian Hooker. Brian, how are you, my friend?
I am so good. It is so good to be at Trinity, and I am so looking forward to the Bollinger's Conference, The Truth About Cancer, in Nashville as well. We'll be eating barbecue, won't we?
You want barbecue? I don't know what's on the tap, because Ty and Charlene are awesome. They like go into this massive hotel that never does
right.
This, and they go in and say, hey, we want all organic food for our people. And
exactly.
They do it. And so if it's organic barbecue, I'm in excited. If not, we'll find some.
We will find organic barbecue. Absolutely. Absolutely. No, that's part of my quest. I'm not going to eat my way through the city, but I at least want some organic barbecue while I'm there. But it's so good to join you and to be with you. You're absolutely right. You know, the powers that be, those that want a totalitarian government, those that are at the top, that are forcing this great reset, they want to dehumanize us. And even down to mass us, so they dehumanize our faces and they can't see our smiling faces. It's much easier to foist judgments on those that don't seem human to you, and that's exactly what they're trying to do, and that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, and you know, I look at, you know, by traveling by plane, which I'd rather wish I didn't have to, but to get right to these events, we have to, and the stupid mandate to wear a mask, which is so silly, not based on any sound science, is such that everybody, even kids who are not vectors for this thing, have to wear it. And, of course, we've talked about the mathematical measurements of what they call viruses and or spike proteins, far smaller than any fabric, any, even N95-type mask can
stop. Exactly.
And so it's an absurdist thing. At best, it's a feel-good measure for people who are afraid, but in reality, it doesn't do anything other than cause people to comply with ridiculous mandates, prohibitions, etc. And I'm greatly concerned for young people, and I think about the young people as well, even including your son, who has been injured into the autism spectrum pretty severely. How these people that are sensory, you know, overloaded and really hypersensitive to things, how they can be made to wear a mask. I don't know if you've had to deal with that with your son at all, or if you've been able to keep him out of the masking situation.
We have had to deal with that in medical situations with him, and also, which have been few and far between, fortunately, but also in air travel. And darned, I couldn't have been prouder. I couldn't have had a prouder moment of him on an Alaska Airlines flight. He took his snack and he ate it over the entire span of the flight.
Oh, fantastic.
Just every single meticulous bite, just ever so slowly ate. And so he did not have his mask on the entire time. But, you know, when the flight attendant came up to us, she acknowledged, oh, he's eating. That's fine. Not a problem.
Good.
So
yeah.
he was modeling it for the rest of the world. And I couldn't have been prouder.
Nice. Well, you know, and I found that over time that this has been going on, the flight attendants have been less, let's say, Nazi-like in their tactics. They all look at this. They're all exhausted by it. They all think it's stupid for the most part. And so it isn't as bad, although there may be frightened passengers that you can't avoid sometimes. But anyway, I'm glad to hear that about your son. I was thinking about that, the many children and young adults now that have been damaged into the autism spectrum, injured so severely that they're, you know, having to do this. It's just horrible for anybody, but even worse for them. So, yeah, last time we talked, I mean, we had some good discussions about some more peer-reviewed medical literature associated, and you were part of Neil Miller and others that had really identified, let's say, manifestations of lack of optimal health, let's put it subtly, in those who are fully vaccinated versus those who are partially vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. Are there any updates on that article, or has there been demands for retraction, or has it been just met with silence so it doesn't exist and nobody's reporting on it in the mainstream news?
Well, nobody will report on it in the mainstream news, but it's still the original paper that Neil Miller and I published in Sage Open Medicine has been downloaded over 190,000 times from the journal's website. And so, you know, I'm very excited about that. I'm glad word is getting out. And then our latest paper that came out earlier this year in the Journal of Translational Science is still going strong. No effort for retraction that we know of. And if there is an effort to retract these articles, then the journals are certainly protecting us and standing by us. So, you know, we couldn't be happier. And in some ways we're sort of, under the radar screen because we're not, you know, these particular articles don't talk about COVID and everybody else is talking about COVID. But that is, you know, that's one of the things that I will be publishing on. You know, it takes a while for the publication cycle to pick up, and that's certainly something that I'm researching right now and looking at the number of adverse events. There's some very good work that was done by a gentleman by the name of Stephen Kirsch, who looked at underreporting in VAERS, and he looked, he compared actual numbers of anaphylaxis to VAERS reports of anaphylaxis, and he saw that VAERS reports for COVID-19, they were underreporting by a factor of 41 times. And so when you get a VAERS number like 13,000, now 15,000 deaths from VAERS, to get the actual number of deaths due to the COVID-19 vaccine, you take that number and you multiply it by a factor of 41, that would mean that there would be over 500,000 deaths due to the COVID-19 vaccine. And so, you know, this is the risks do the benefits do not outweigh the risks. Mm-hmm. People are dying because of the vaccine. It is underreported. It is unreported. There are people who are afraid of reporting it. There are people who think that it's their sworn duty not to report it in order to protect the vaccine construct.
recording. Yeah, that, it's amazing. 41 times underreported. That's, again, not surprising. It is significant, of course. And for those that are just joining us for the first time on this subject with you, Brian, the Journal of Translational Science article we discussed last time, many people don't know about it. If you can review or let everybody know what that particular article was covering or revealing.
Okay. That was a paper, a follow-up paper that I did, and it concerned children in three different pediatric practices. We split up the group of children into those that were fully vaccinated, those that were partially vaccinated, and those that were unvaccinated. This was based on parental survey of their health status, but we only counted diagnoses that we could verify using medical chart records. Because these were in a particular or in three particular medical practices, we could go back through the charts, and if a parent said that a certain diagnosis was present, then we could see, was it actually diagnosed in the charts? And what we found overwhelmingly was that children who were unvaccinated were much healthier than their fully vaccinated or partially vaccinated counterparts. The things that stood out, the presence of autism and autism spectrum disorder, five times more likely in those that were fully vaccinated versus those that were unvaccinated. Ear infections, 27 times more likely in those that were vaccinated versus those that were unvaccinated. And then you name it, we also looked at allergies, severe allergies, those that require an EpiPen. We also looked at asthma. And we looked at gastrointestinal disorders, and all of those fell within a range somewhere between five times more likely or 27 times more likely, with the lowest being five times more likely for autism spectrum disorder. And we saw the same thing for partially vaccinated children versus unvaccinated children. And we also saw a synergistic effect. The healthiest children in those practices were those that were breastfed for at least 6 months, were unvaccinated, and were born vaginally and not via cesarean section. And so we were able to break down not just vaccination status, but birth type and then breastfeeding status to see, you know, what type of interventions promoted the best health. And this is what we saw.
Just significant peer-reviewed medical literature we're talking about here. Brian Hooker, PhD, my friend, and done so much good. In fact, for those of you who are new, may not know, but Brian was instrumental in connecting with what later became known as the CDC whistleblower, William Thompson, that resulted in the documentary film, award-winning film, Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe. So we've got a lot more to discuss this hour with Professor Brian Hooker here at the Health Freedom Expo in Chicago. I look forward to seeing y'all. If you aren't here, we'll find out what Brian presented at the expo as well, different from some of the things we've already discussed. Thank you all for being here. More on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this. Links stuff at the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show continues, and I got Brian Hooker on, and links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all of our friends, including those at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo and Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org. Brian, what did you present at the Health Freedom Expo in case people missed it?
Well, part of what I presented was the results of the two vax versus unvax studies that I published with Neil Miller, but I also wanted to get into lots of questions regarding the COVID-19 vaccine variant and, you know, what's out there, what is being reported, what is being withheld, and so forth. And, you know, I started out with the testing for these vaccines was woefully inadequate. In fact, the tests are, even though, you know, they tout that Comirnaty, which is the Pfizer vaccine that, by the way, is not yet available.
Yes, it is. I find that interesting that they say they approved it, yet you can't find it anywhere on U.S. soil, nowhere on a U.S. military base, no university, no hospital in the United States has this Comirnaty that supposedly had been approved. So it's another layer of the mystery of what really is being done here, what kind of chicanery is engaged in this regard. And when we talk about the COVID-19 variants, maybe you can help clear this up for me. Superdon and I covered a story last week that basically said the so-called tests for variants are all self-validated within the lab that conducts the test. they haven't even requested emergency use authorization at the federal level at all. It's like, since when does a test become accepted widely that is validated by self-validating within the lab that tests it?
Right, right. Every time I self-validate, I come out with flying colors.
Yeah.
You know, I find myself yummy and attractive.
Right.
So, definitely. There is no validation when you say self-validation. That would be as if I submitted a paper and I peer reviewed it myself. And so, oh, don't worry, trust me, it's okay.
Right.
You know, I checked my own work. Nobody, that doesn't fly. That makes absolutely no sense. And, you know, unfortunately, that is how the FDA actually approves drugs. Clinical trials are done not by the FDA, not by independent arbiters, but they're actually people that are hired by the drug manufacturers in order to do these clinical trials. And, you know, quite often then, you know, things fall by the wayside that the public really, really needs to know, but they're never informed of. And that it couldn't be more the case with the COVID-19 vaccines that are currently on the market in the U.S. and worldwide.
So I'm not being unreasonable when I say to scientists and doctors, I say, if you're telling me you have a Delta variant, where's the test that's validated at any level besides self-validation that can actually say, yeah, we all agree, whether we call it consensus, but basically it's been validated at a level that is accepted around the world that this is a test that's legitimate, and it's finding this, or lambda, lambda, lambda variant, or whatever it is. I'm not the one being unreasonable here.
No, you are not being unreasonable. They need to show the proof, and the scientific method is to question, question, question. And so, but we're told, you know, trust the science, which, you know, is an oxymoron in itself. Science isn't about trusting. Science is about questioning and having, you know, different hypotheses stand the test of time. And through data, through multiple trials, through independent scientists and independent researchers doing this. And so this isn't science. This is religion. This is put your faith in us, put your trust in us, and our Lord and Savior, Big Pharma, will save you.
Yeah, just astonishing, folks. And like I said, I make fun of myself because I'm not a PhD like Brian Hooker. Yet I make fun of PhDs who are not like Brian Hooker, who actually believe the lies of the religion of science or scientism, rather than, again, the concept of a scientific method, something that would be validated and peer-reviewed genuinely. I think that's a good system, although I realize it has flaws too.
Right.
But by and large, what we're being told about, you know, the COVID thing is seemingly one lie on top of another. And even if some of the folks mean well, because they really are trying to help people, they're afraid of what's happening, it still doesn't excuse what I would call bad scientific behavior to establish policies that completely violate fundamentally your right of self-autonomy, bodily autonomy, and, you know, the right to basically decide between you and your doctor, or if you don't have a doctor, you to say, you know what, I don't think I want to be injected with experimental, you call them vaccines, I call them gene therapy, to alter DNA protein synthesis. When we come back, more with Brian Hooker here at the Health Freedom Expo. Check it out. Links are up at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Winter weather and a surge in coronavirus cases causing all sorts of flight delays. More than 4,000 flights across the world canceled, 2,000 in and out of the United States. More than 1,000 flights in the U.S. seeing delays this day after New Year's. People in Kentucky and Alabama amongst those picking up from storm damage over the weekend. A possible tornado in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, damaged businesses. Power lines coming down in Hazel Green, Alabama, also causing damage to businesses and homes. And in Boulder County, Colorado, three people are missing and feared dead after a wildfire destroyed nearly 1,000 homes and evacuated thousands. This is USA Radio News. COVID-19 once again affecting college classes, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
With the new Omicron variant surging just as students are about to return from their winter break, dozens of colleges and high schools are moving classes online once again. Harvard is moving classes online for the first 3 weeks of the new year, with a return to campus scheduled for late January. Some students say starting the term remotely is becoming routine. So far, more than 70 colleges across 26 states are starting the term online, and others say they're considering it as well.
Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, accused of violating Twitter's COVID-19 misinformation policy. A personal account of hers has been suspended by the social media company. Representative's office says she was just tweeting statistics from the vaccine adverse event reporting system. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, in case you aren't with us here at the Health Freedom Expo, Brian Hooker has conducted amazing lectures over time, and another great one here. If you missed it, there's something called the WHOVA app, W-H-O-V-A, and many of you may have figured out that you can watch things online or maybe catch them later, in fact. But stay in touch with our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org, and trinityhealthfreedomexpo.com, because you don't want to miss the things that Brian presented. He's just given us a brief overview of it here, because I think it's that important that I want you, wherever you are around the world, to hear some of the things that Brian revealed in his talk. Go ahead, Brian.
Right, right. One of the things that really jumped out at me, I was looking at the clinical data for the Pfizer vaccine. This was the EUA vaccine, not the Comirnaty, which is not available yet, but the what they call the BNT 162N, or I can't remember exactly. But the all-cause death rate, you know, a vaccine should prevent deaths. Mm-hmm. And a therapeutic or prophylactic intervention should prevent deaths. But I found that it was really, really interesting that if you look at the phase 2-3 clinical trials for Pfizer, the unvaccinated group had 14 deaths in it, and the vaccinated group had 20 deaths in it. And so, you know, more people died who got the intervention that was supposed to save them in the Pfizer trial than those who did not get the intervention that was supposed to save them. And so why, you know, this passed muster in the emergency use authorization is completely beyond me. You know, the ultimate goal is to prevent mortality, is for people to survive. And, you know, but this is the polar opposite of what happened with the Pfizer vaccine. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I highlighted in my presentation was that there was a Japanese study that was done, and this was actually a part of Pfizer. And I know that the information was released in Japanese. The numbers and the tables were in English, fortunately. But it showed that preferentially in females, the messenger RNA, we were told, was never supposed to leave our shoulders. You know, okay, so you get injected, you get a bolus injection, it's intramuscular, so it goes beneath the adipose layer into the muscle, but then it stays in your shoulders, and then it starts to create spike protein. Well, it turns out that upwards to 0.1% of the messenger RNA drifted away from the shoulders and hyperaccumulated in the female's ovaries, okay?
And wow.
That plays into one of the other things that we were going to discuss today was CDC's call to increase the vaccination rates of COVID-19 in pregnant women. But yet we're seeing that the messenger RNA is hyperaccumulating in the ovaries where it was not supposed to be, where we were told that it was not going to go. It was going to stay in the shoulder. And so the consequences of this have not been studied. But if you look at the data themselves, it's not good. It's not good at all.
So you got the CDC calling for an increase of vaccination rates, which, again, I call it experimental gene therapy, in women who are pregnant, despite the fact that in the initial trials, they did not even consider looking at changes in the female endocrine system. Just stunning. And now they suddenly say after the fact, oh, now I guess we'll look at it. But in the meantime, while they're looking at it, let's go ahead and get all the pregnant women more experimental gene therapy jabs.
Exactly. And I've seen some research. There was a paper that came out by the CDC, I believe in May, and it was the lead author was Tom Shimakabura, who is one of the chief officials in the Immunization Safety Office at the CDC. And they claimed that the miscarriage rates, these were not stillbirths, these were considered miscarriages, or spontaneous abortions because they were before 20 weeks gestation. Mm-hmm. And they claimed that the rates were on the same order as the national averages in this one particular study. But when you look at those individuals who were actually vaccinated prior to 20 weeks gestation, the miscarriage rate was upwards to between 85 and 90%. Between 85 and 90% of those women, there were about 127 of them, actually ended up miscarrying before 20 weeks gestation. And so this is, you know, this is horrific. This is the vast majority of those individuals studied. This was through the VSafe database. You know, you were supposed to report directly. This is an app on your phone. If you were a first-line worker or a medical worker that got the vaccine early on, and only 85 to 90% miscarried.
Wow. You know, I don't know if I talked to you about this, Brian, but, you know, I've met with some local andrologists, people that work in fertility clinics, you know, where people are coming because they've had a hard time getting pregnant, and utilizing, you know, various forms, in vitro fertilization, et cetera. And so these doctors and nurses are monitoring the development of before implantation and also after implantation. And they were talking about a significant percentage increase in pregnancies that were not successful. And I'm not just talking about implantation, prior to implantation, where they watched the, you know, the fertilized egg that they'd done develop, and it collapsed at the point where it would begin to form the placenta, for instance. That's one of the things that was reported. And, you know, these things, the doctors at these clinics are often, when they're being made aware of this by the andrologists and nurses that are observing it, they're saying, well, that's not possible. The vaccine can't do that. It's like, well, how can they say that? They don't know, but they're being programmed to believe it's anything but the vaccine, just as we've said over the years on the autism issue. Well, we don't know what causes it, but we know it's not the vaccine. It's like, how patently unscientific is that to say it that way? And we realize the vulnerability and programmability of doctors themselves to believe things that aren't substantiated.
Right, and increasingly there's more pressure that if you are getting some type of medical intervention like in vitro fertilization, that before you enter the program you get vaccinated in the first place.
Correct, yes.
And so that is, it's extremely unfortunate that they see that the spike protein itself that is encoded by this messenger RNA in this gene therapy is a biomimetic of a fertility protein called syncytin 2.
Right.
Okay, syncytin 1 and syncytin 2 that is key for the implantation of the developing embryo into the inner uterine layer. And so if you have an issue where you're raising up antibodies against syncytin 1 and syncytin 2, then you cannot have implantation, and you cannot have implantation for life because you will produce these antibodies, these autoantibodies for life, and that could render a woman infertile.
Right, and I say this to all moms that want to be moms, and grandmas and grandpas that want to be grandmas and grandpas. They're not yet. Right. They're praying for it. Please keep your babies, your kids, your grandkids away from this experimental gene therapy. It is not what we traditionally knew of as a vaccine, where they somehow introduced antigens to stimulate antibody production, for instance, through various means. This is about primarily stimulating through mRNA communication technology, altering DNA protein synthesis to produce what are called spike proteins, which, as far as I know, Brian, when I look back and had others do so as well, they saw that in 2002, apparently, these spike proteins, this technology to produce them, were patented. So it isn't a mystery. In other words, this is not like speculation. And then, weirdly enough, within a year in 2003, that was the first reported SARS outbreak around the world. And I know there are a lot of other things that people are claiming are causing problems, including the graphene oxide issue. I don't have definitive proof of those things, and I'm not discounting them other than to say I don't know. But it seems like what is validated, unless you tell me otherwise, that they actually have patented this spike protein prior to the first SARS outbreak, and that may be playing itself out through this new technology.
Absolutely, they have patented that, and you can patent DNA and messenger RNA and genetic code in general. I have 6 patents on genetic code that I discovered in genetically modified plants in kind of my early life. We didn't use them for food. We used them for different purposes. This was more of a research exercise, but absolutely, the spike protein was patented, and the timing was very, very suspicious of the patenting And then what happened, it became the first SARS outbreak in the early 2000s. So, yes. You know, this is, you know, you can call me a conspiracy theorist. You can say, you know, that I'm...
I think you're using critical thinking skills, Brian. That's what I'm pointing out is that we can theorize. There's nothing wrong with theorizing as well, but I'm trying to find facts that I can put together to make sense. And I'm not saying I have definitive knowledge that I'm right on everything. That's never what I've claimed. But I can be pretty certain about some of these things. And, you know, it brings up the question of what your perception may be if you thought about the graphene oxide issue. Is that something that's on your radar screen? Do you dismiss it out of hand, or do you say we need more information?
We need more information. I'm not ready to dismiss anything out of hand. And, you know, as far as looking at the government, whenever I think that the government is as bad as it gets worse.
Yeah.
Okay. So nothing really surprises me anymore in terms of what can be done, how the population can be manipulated. And, you know, surprise, surprise, if you listen to the talking heads, if the drug is off patent and there's no money in it, then it doesn't work. And if the drug is a patented drug like remdesivir, then it's the best thing since sliced bread, and we need to be using that for hospitalizations. And, of course, the vaccine itself is patented, and so, therefore, we need to use this patented technology so Pfizer can make more billionaires.
Yeah, on one level, there is a certainly a profit-based motive. I would say illicit profits, because it's done in a monopoly market as well as a mandate market and a market that carries no liability for the products that could injure, kill, or cause infertility. And, you know, on top of all of that, I've heard now that one of the drug companies is out there trying to reconfigure slightly the ivermectin and get it patented so that suddenly now that ivermectin derivatives will be a new treatment, even though the existing patented but out of patent protection, very inexpensive product would no longer be available. We're going to be back and wrap it up with Brian Hooker here, first hour of the show, Health Freedom Expo, robertscottbell.com. Thanks for being here. Be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows.
We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. I want to say thank you again also to our friends at Nutritional Frontiers. They've been terrific support of this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. They have the U.S.-grown certified organic hemp CBD extracts that we love and utilize here. I hope you'll take advantage of that. Go to CBDNF.com. Use the code RSB15 to get 15% discount. As we wrap it up here with Brian Hooker today, again, I always love my discussion with you, Brian. I look at everything that we've gone through, and I hope there is a revival and a revitalization of scientific inquiry and integrity rather than censorship and obfuscation and denigrating people who actually do what the scientific method calls us to do, continue to question, test hypotheses, retest them, or find a new hypothesis to move forward on. We're just talking about some of the controversies surrounding the gene technology of the vaccine, they call it, including the other ingredients like graphene oxide. As I said, I'm open to the possibility that's playing a huge role too, but I can only know what I know or perceive what I know, and I try to be honest about that, and I know you do as well. So where do we go from here?
Well, we continue to do good science, and hopefully this will be a black mark in our history where the powers that be are more interested in totalitarianism than they are in good science, in saving lives and saving people. And, you know, the thing that is so discouraging to me is now looking in the news, United Airlines firing 593 employees because they didn't get the experimental jab. You know, what are we doing to the economy? I mean, where at this particular point in time, where desperately our economy needs revitalization. These people need jobs. These people have families, but yet they're being jettisoned, and we're creating this sort of medical apartheid because of these people making bodily autonomy choices.
Yeah.
it's rough. And I know people are going through a lot of challenges right now, but I would ask that you stand strong, stand up against tyranny, because it's more than our jobs at stake. It's our future, our freedom, the freedom for our children. And should they be able to have children, their freedom, or will they be living in more intense states of tyranny than they're threatening us with right now, based on a false premise, in fact, about the COVID-19 issue. I know we're not going to solve it in any one show together, but I really perceive that we know a lot more than the folks that claim to be the experts, honestly. And I don't say that from an ego perspective. I say that observationally, working with you, other doctors and researchers that have integrity. And I, you know, some of the things I revealed at the Health Freedom Expo, and we'll let you know when those are available, and I'll be speaking more about them at the Truth About Cancer live event in Nashville, Tennessee with Ty and Charlene Bollinger, is what can we do to remedy the situation? How do we help the people that have been harmed? And how do we help the people that don't want to be harmed, that are concerned about just genuine exposure in a general sense, as well as exposure to people who have gotten this jab? So we'll continue to work on revealing those remedies as we learn of them. And we're not waiting for approval. I'm not asking for permission where none is required. And I would just ask that folks, again, stand strong. Protect one another, but be kind to one another if you can. Love one another. I realize that it's hard when people are yelling and screaming at us or you because you're not doing what they want you to do. But we're talking about supporting their freedom to make their choices, even if we disagree with them, as opposed to engaging in the various forms of tyranny that we find so abhorrent.
Precisely. Precisely. You know, I couldn't have said it better. We need to be able to embrace each other, even within our differences, if we expect to be embraced.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a challenge for us now, because so many of the entities that like to enslave us and capture us through division are fomenting that division even more. And it's up to us to see past it, see through it, and not fall prey to it. And so, you know, again, that's why I like coming together at the Health Freedom Expo and other events like TTAC Live, so that we can strengthen one another by coming together, and we can praise and worship and sing and dance and hug and really, again, see that we are being lied to about so many things. And unfortunately, so many things in the medical community, they've been programmed to believe, to induce fear, and to have us do very dangerous things to ourselves or each other. And Brian, the things you're doing as a research scientist and a dad, of course, are, I know, designed to wake people up and help them, you know, in the future to protect themselves from this harm should it come even more.
Absolutely, absolutely, and more of the same. And the Health Freedom Expo has been like a big group hug the entire weekend.
Yes.
Truth About Cancer going to be the same thing. If you're on the fence with the Truth About Cancer, please come. It is so dynamite. It is going to be so much fun and so informative.
Well, we'll see you there in less than 3 weeks from today. Brian Hooker, my brother, love you so much. Thank you for all that you do. And it's a reminder, the God's honest truth, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.